Hello everyone. Well, we've had a busy week with lots of people coming to our online conference, and it was good to see so many of you at our concert. Keep looking out for what we're doing, our website mbm-ministries.org. Hope for the Heart this week is about not staying safe. I'm not talking about the coronavirus, of course. But staying safe in our comfort zones is not always what God sees as the way forward. He longs for our trust and faith to grow, but this doesn't happen when everything stays on a level playing field. It's through challenges that we develop faith muscles, isn't it? J. John the Evangelist tells the story how one day he heard God say to him to hire the Emirates football stadium for an outreach event. When he inquired, though, they said there were only 3 days a year they let it out for non-sporting events, and they would not consider his venture suitable. He was very disappointed and thought that he'd heard wrong. But 2 weeks later, they called to say that they'd changed their minds. But the cost involved would be huge. Was it right? A Christian leader who he respected told him it would be suicide for his ministry, and it was wasting God's money too. But after praying, he decided to go ahead, despite opposition. In the end, all the money came in, and though he wished more people had come, 1,500 precious people gave their hearts to God. Another way of spelling the word faith could be R-I-S-K. Yes, we are a risk-averse society now, but standing still really means we don't. If we don't move at all, actually we lose ground. Tracy decided she wanted to do a sponsored skydive. She shares my house with me and ministry and is profoundly deaf, so couldn't even hear the instructor's preparation talk beforehand. In fact, someone had to type it for her while he was speaking. She's also very partially sighted. I didn't want her to do it. I said I'd sponsor her not to do it. But she went ahead, and apart from being very exhilarated and feeling she'd really achieved something awesome by stepping out in that way, she raised £5,000, which helped us do a marvellous ministry trip to India, where we had some very important contacts with churches, helping them to see the necessity and value of including disabled people in church life, so that they could contribute too with their gifts and be truly part of the family of God. God has promised to liberally supply all our needs to the full when we step out with him. He has wonderful things for us to do that he's prepared in advance and for which he will equip us. It's good to think about some inspiring heroes of the faith, people that were very ordinary, but they leaned on God. Hudson Taylor, no one realised what he could do in China. How about Jackie Pullinger in Hong Kong? What a difference she made. And Gladys Aylward, her dad said to her, "All you can do is talk. What are you going abroad for?" She said, "Well, I'll talk. That's what I'll do. I'll use my gift." And what a friend she became to the Chinese. You know, God led these people without any support from those that could have supported them. But yes, they went ahead. They were pioneers. So let's go where he leads, remembering that as we put his kingdom first, everything else we need will be given to us as well. It's not easy, but this is how faith and trust and closeness to our God develops. Father, forgive us when we hold back for fear of man, or because we feel inferior or inadequate. Help us to lean on you and trust you to empower us and to give us everything we need for the task set before us. Amen. or because we feel in
God is looking for humble people, gentle shepherds to lead his flock, those who will follow his Holy Spirit, not being ordered by tradition or the clock. God is looking for those who will listen. With his friends he shares the burdens of his heart, those who will seek him to find his strategies, letting him direct in every part. I have called you, I have chosen you, I really love you, I'm always there beside. Show love to those who